In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Blessed Anna Maria Taiji is a mystical life of the First Order. The most characteristic and perhaps unique thing in her life was that she saw a brilliant sun in front of her eyes, about 31 inches or 80 centimeters above her head, and in which she could see the events of the entire world, and even lives and illnesses and other events in people's lives. God granted her this grace so that she could observe the political events and plans of destruction against the church that the Masonic sects and the Carbonari had. And so she could pray a lot and do penance to free Rome from the plots and pray better for the conversion of sinners. She also had other mystical gifts, such as the vision of the interior of people and the healing of diseases by making the sign of the cross, and even being able to know the natural remedies that could be used to cure some diseases. She also knew where the deceased were and how many years they should still be in purgatory, and so many other things. Blessed Anna Maria Taiji was a simple mother of a family with 7 children, of whom 4 survived. She welcomed a daughter with 6 children into her home and helped everyone who asked her for help. She especially cared for the poor and sick, but she prayed and did much penance for sinners. Although she did not bear the stigmata of Christ like other saints, her whole life was a constant martyrdom with many illnesses, which she offered with love for the church and the salvation of the entire world. She is the patron saint of mothers, and she teaches us that mothers too, being busy with home obligations and family problems, can be saints. She had a bad-tempered husband, and many people offended her, thinking she was crazy or a witch or a hypocrite, but she was patient with everyone and she forgave everyone. Blessed Anna Maria Taiji sanctified holy days and Sundays so that on those days she did not do any special work and dedicated herself to reading pious books, hearing masses, or going to visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in different churches or praying rosaries. She only did what was strictly necessary. The only entertainment for the family was going in Cardinal Pedicini's carriage, which he lent to them to go for rides outside the city. One day after communion, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji heard the voice of Jesus, who told her, "Daughter, my beloved, come to me. I want to make you feel my sweetness and how nice the people who love me are to me. I destined you to convert souls and comfort people of all classes and conditions. You will have to fight against those who are full of vices and sins. There is a great multitude of false souls. You will be insulted, despised, heaped with insults, but you will bear it all for my love." Blessed Anna Maria Taiji replied, "O Lord my God, I am a poor wretch, unworthy of stepping on this earth." And Jesus answered her, "I lead you by the hand like a little lamb, and everything I tell you will be fulfilled." In a church, a priest gave her communion with an unconsecrated host because he thought she was crazy. She was immediately aware of not feeling the sweetness that she used to feel. After Mass, she ran to notify her confessor of this fact, who, calling the priest who did this, confirmed the fact with shame. A witness says, "I was also present during the visit I made with her to the exhibition of the 40 hours of exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. She saw the Lord in the consecrated host, surrounded by a lot of light and a huge line of angels." In another church, a priest who frequently went there to celebrate Mass, seeing that the servant of God went to Mass and communion every day, called her a priestess out of contempt. And when she approached communion, the priest passed her by. Blessed Anna Maria Taiji patiently waited for another Mass to take communion. A witness discovered this, and in the sacristy, the witness strongly reprimanded the priest and threatened to tell the higher authority, and he apologized to the witness. One day, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji went to the church of Quattro Fontaine, and during Mass, she was so anxious to receive communion that while the priest was saying the prayers before communion, God allowed a host to come out of the hands of the priest and go straight into the mouth of Blessed Anna Maria Taiji, who, inflamed with love of God, fell into ecstasy. Many times the servant of God fell into ecstasy in the strangest way, sometimes with a broom in hand when she was sweeping, others leaning against a wall or praying the rosary, others at the table when they were eating with her fork in hand. And she was motionless for a certain time, and no matter how much they moved her, she didn't react. Her husband believed that she fell asleep and blamed her. Her daughter Maria, when she was little, believed that she was dead and screamed, "My mother is dead." But she was only in ecstasy of love or supernatural ecstasy. When she came to herself, both at church and at home, she was bathed in sweat, even if it was winter. Sometimes bathed in tears, others happy and smiling, or sad and pale. One time, when the French were in Rome after taking communion, it happened that there was a great movement of soldiers in the adjoining square for an unknown reason. People fled in terror and took refuge where they could and closed all the shops. There was a lot of noise with drumming and yelling. Blessed Anna Maria Taiji was calm in ecstasy in the church, and when she came to herself, she had not heard anything, and she was alone in the church, which was closed. One day, in the Church of the Holy Child Jesus, the Child Jesus appeared to her in the consecrated host and told her, "I am the flower of the fields and the lily of the valleys, and I am all yours." A witness states, "Hundreds and hundreds of times for 20 years, I have been an eyewitness to her ecstasy. She seemed dead because no one could move her and she was totally immobile, but at a word from the superior, she woke up immediately." Shortly after their marriage, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji went with her husband to St. Peter's Square and met a religious, a servant of Mary, who to his surprise heard a voice in his heart that said, "Look at this woman who will come to your hands, and you have to convert, and she will be a saint." After a while, she felt like confessing and was willing to give up her amusements. She presented herself to the confessor, and he rejected her, saying, "You are not my penitent, go to another." She felt hurt, but she wanted to change her life, and another day she tried and went to the church where she had married, and there was the religious servant of Mary, who told her, "Finally, you come and you are in my hands." He told her what he had felt in St. Peter's Square and how the Lord wanted her to be a saint. So she began with him the spiritual direction to leave the things of the world and love the Lord more every day. One day, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji was in the church where she had married, and she saw a cross of two colors, blue and red, with a white background. While she was looking at it, she heard a voice saying to her, "Daughter, you will tell your confessor that I want and command that on St. Stephen's Day you be dressed in the habit as a tertiary. The French who are in the convent at the moment will leave and never come back." The dressing took place on St. Stephen's Day, and that same day the French withdrew from the convent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.